weapon, technique. The Killer Bees are broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Star Grill Shop on Shepherd at 59. Now back to Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Steaks here from Hart Brand, fantastic. Chef Cecil hooking us up. But all the best grills at the best price here at Texas Star Grill Shop. They also offer free design services for outdoor kitchens, provide all the components you need from top-of-the-line grills, sleek cabinetry, to outdoor refrigerators, side burners, sink stations, bar centers. Also, a new product alert here at Texas Star Grill Shop, Texas Star Post Oak Cooking Wood, only $4.99 a bag this weekend only. Great for Texas-style barbecue. Get out here, all hundreds of dollars worth of savings on a variety of different grills for the Memorial Day weekend extravaganza. Plus, if you join the club, you join the club at 975grills.com, which you should have already been on this. They're going to email you their specials that they have whenever their specials pop up. This week's special, it was in my inbox this morning when I woke up, 20% off any one item during the Memorial Day weekend sale. And that's exclusive to the club members. 975grills.com costs nothing to sign up. They're not going to spam you. Just when they have a new deal, they're going to send it your way, and you're going to wish that you were on that list. So make sure you join the club, 975grills.com, right now. All right, NBA will have its sixth champion in 6 years. This year, Denver, of course, last year they've been ousted. So this will be in Boston, Indiana, Minnesota, and Dallas. They have not won a championship in the last 6 years. So the NBA will have its sixth champion in the last 6 years. Amongst the big three sports, the big three, NBA, Major League Baseball, and NFL, the big three, which of the big three has the most parity?
I think to me it comes down to baseball and basketball because of the fact that Mahomes has won now two in a row. The dominant quarterback is also a dominant team, and they continue to show up winning championships. And so I would say, and he isn't going anywhere, and it looks like the Chiefs may be better roster-wise than they were a year ago. I think it comes down to baseball and basketball. You mentioned the parity in the NBA, which is beautiful because we didn't have that for so long. The Rockets won two. The Bulls won two different three-peats. You kind of got used to the usual suspects.
You were kind of a fraud champion if you didn't win back-to-back or win two in like a period of time.
Yeah, you were definitely questioned. I think it comes down to now today's basketball with the parity that you have there versus teams like the Dodgers that consistently spend money and the Yankees and continually blow their payroll up with more and more money spent only to find out that they're not winning World Series. And you have the Braves, and you have the Astros, and you have other teams. I think to me it's the NBA simply because of the fact that you have a different champion every year, where if you've had multiple teams, like you have the Astros have won two out of the last 10, you have teams that can win more than one. So I'll lean a little bit to basketball right now for ultimate parity over baseball, but I think it's between those two.
I think it depends on the way you look at it. If you go strictly championships, Major League Baseball is the most parity. Because you said the last 10 years, like, teams have won multiple. Well, only the Astros have in the last 10 years. The Astros are the only team that has won two titles in the last decade of their last 10 champions. Major League Baseball has had 9 unique champions in the last 10 years. The NBA's had 7, and the NFL's had 6. So if you're going strictly titles, it's Major League Baseball 2 greater than NBA, NBA 1 greater than the NFL. Where I think that kind of maybe skews things, though, is because I think the MLB playoffs are the most random. Because, like, baseball is the biggest coin flip game. And now that they've added teams, you have 7 teams making the postseason each and every year. One team gets hot, and you have these unlikely champions. Whereas the NFL, really good teams are going to win more often than not. Like, the best teams in the NFL are going to win more often than the best teams in Major League Baseball. Because the sport, indicates that. That's just the way that it is. So the NFL is built for parity, though. Like, the way that they schedule, they have the strength of schedule, where the last-place team gets a last-place record. They also have a lot of teams that make the playoffs. So I think if you looked at this from a playoff perspective, you probably see more NFL teams over the course of the entire league that make the playoffs every 3, 5, 7, 10 years. Major League Baseball, you have these consistent winners, right? Like, the Astros have been a consistent winner. The Yankees have been a consistent winner. The Rays have been a consistent winner. The Dodgers have been a consistent winner. And you have a bunch of teams like that in baseball, but the champions aren't always the same. In fact, they're the fewest that are the same of any of the big three. NBA, you see a bunch of teams kind of rotate in and out of the final few playoff spots, but when a team's good, they're usually in the playoffs for a long time, and you've had some multi-champions. So I think the NFL, like this texture, I think sums it up pretty good. NFL has the biggest regular season parity, but they have multiple back-to-back champs. Same with basketball. Baseball has the most parity in the postseason. No back-to-back championships in forever. And the reason, again, I think the reason for that is because Major League Baseball postseason is so random. So random.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you get into the potential of having to win a three-game series, and like you said, and you get a team that's hot, and once they do that, as long as that they have a deep enough pitching staff to, like, they won't get completely annihilated with using, you know, pitchers that they weren't expecting to use, you can run the table. But I think you're right that that's the best way to sum it up, because when you think about it, think about how many really low seeds have won it in basketball, or the Rockets were the lowest seed to ever do it as the sixth seed.
Yeah.
And that was before they did the play-in and expanded playoffs. When you think about it, the Giants were the last wild card team the last year that they won it with Eli. The Packers, the last time they won it, were the last wild card team, got hot at the right time when they won it. So I think that in terms of still getting the best teams to at least be competing towards the end of the season in the playoffs, I definitely think that texture was right on.
I think it depends on how you define parity. To me, Final Four is a pretty good metric to use. I think it's fair. Like, and I think it's different for each person that's talking about parity. Because baseball is weird. Like, baseball, you'll have five teams that are good every single year. You'll have five teams that are bad every single year. And then the 20 in the middle are just kind of rotating around. NFL is more like cyclical, right? Like the Chiefs were pretty good before they got Mahomes, but, you know, before Andy Reid was there, they weren't all that good. Mm-hmm. Then Andy Reid gets there, they start winning, then they get Mahomes, and now you're winning multiple Super Bowl championships. Same thing with the Patriots. Like, Patriots were not very good before Belichick and Brady. They get there, they win a bunch of titles, and then Brady leaves, Belichick is now gone, and now they're not a very good football team anymore. So I think football, you can sustain being good for a longer period of time if you have good coach and you have good quarterback. And I think you can, you know, find some 9-7 seasons, or now 9-8 seasons, 10-7 seasons with the added game. Basketball, if you get a really good player there and you can build a team around him, you're going to be good for, like, at least 4, 5, 6 years. Like the Bucks with Giannis, LeBron, whether it was Cleveland, whether it's Miami, whether it's L.A. I mean, the Rockets, even when they had Harden, were good. They were going to the Western Conference semis, Western Conference finals year in, year out. So if you have that star and you can build a good team around them, you can stay pretty good for a period of time. Baseball, you have to have this complete team. Like, one superstar is not going to carry right. you to victory. Look at Mike Trout.
Yeah, you're right. You just look at it, and the sports are different from that respect, because from a basketball perspective, you can have a great player and you can have winning seasons. But in order to win a championship, these days you need three. You need three legit players.
Or really good teams.
To win on a championship yeah. level, because you think about it, and until you
I
got.
I mean, I don't know if any of these teams have three, like, star players of any
Boston
of the final
does.
Four.
Boston
Who's their
does,
third?
The thing is, they have more, because you have White, you have Holiday, and you have Porzingis.
That's kind of a reach, I think, for like a third star.
Well, I don't think so, because I think it's Drew Holiday. But when you look at White and how good of a player he's become, to where a lot of people think that, depending on a given night, he's their second or third best player, depending on what Brown and Tatum do, they are ridiculously deep with guys that could be their third guy. And I think that
I just don't think their third guy's a star per se.
Drew Holiday was considered a star in Milwaukee, and before that in some of his other stops.
Was he? Like, I mean,
Drew Holiday was their second best player in a lot of
like all-star, not superstar.
Right. I mean, look, from the standpoint of marketability and attention, look, he was all defense every year. He was all-star in multiple years, but in terms of, like, you're right, superstar recognition, he wasn't getting. He was getting salary-wise recognized
yeah,
as a
like,
max
I'm not
player.
Arguing that he's not a good player. I'm just saying, like, what is his cachet in terms of stardom? Like, he's not Bosch, you know, like, he's not Bosch in Miami. He's not part of that big three that was there with the Heat when they were winning their titles. Or he's not, like, you look at the Celtics, where they had Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, Kevin Garnett. Like, that's a trio of superstars.
Yeah, but I think that Drew Holiday is a smaller version of Chris Bosh, because he's their best defender, because he's a great passer, because he can give you 20 on any given night or more, which he did in the last round, and which he's been pretty consistent. And it's just a matter of the fact they're so deep that White can do the exact same thing, because he's the same thing. He's an above-average defender. He can give you 20 on any given night. He can knock down threes. They just have a lot of talent now in the way that they've looked at who's their third best player because you have multiple choice. With Golden State, it was clear who their three best players were for the majority of their run, but that was enough to beat just about any other team. So it's getting that third player or players which puts you over the top to win the title. You could be a good winning franchise for a long time,
but
to win it in basketball, I think you got to have three.
Yeah, I think you almost have to define the regular season and postseason as two different, because I think Major League Baseball probably has the least amount of parity when you're talking about regular season only, but then the randomness of Major League Baseball playoffs makes the parity great in the postseason. I think that the NFL is going to be dominated by the top two or three teams, whoever it is that year, like Kansas City recently, Baltimore, San Francisco. Like when those teams are – like whenever you have really good teams, they're going to win a bunch of games and a bunch of championships. Hopefully the Texans get there. And then NBA, when you have the stars, you're going to be able to sustain winning.
Yeah, the main thing is, from a team perspective, you need every player on your team in baseball.
I think so. You can't have a weak link.
You could have a dominant pitcher. You could have a Cy Young Award winner pitching, and you could have an MVP candidate playing a position in baseball. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have the rest of those players, you have really no shot. You need talent across the board. In football, yes, you still need talent across the board because it's a big roster. Yeah. But if you have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL and like a go-to guy offensively and defensively, you're going to have a chance.
See, I think that, yes, Major League Baseball, you can't have a stars and scrubs team. Mm-hmm. You have to be really balanced.
Exactly.
I think NBA, you can get away with a stars and scrubs team. Maybe you can't win a title,
right,
but I think
you can
compete
win a
division for a title.
Or a playoff spot,
and maybe like get to a finals, and if everything comes together, maybe win a final. And then I think in football, you can have a star and scrub, but the star better be the quarterback, and the scrubs better be pretty good. Like, I really don't think you can have a star and scrub team that wins the Super Bowl unless you have the best quarterback in the league, you have a good head coach, and then the rest of the roster is pretty balanced, too.
Because to your point in basketball, no one ever thought that Giannis with Chris Middleton and Holiday as your two other best players were strong enough to win a title. But for 1 year, when it all clicked and everybody played like a team, you were able to win one.
Yeah, and what is your bar? What is your floor whenever you have the best player in the NBA? Or if you have a top three, top five player in the NBA, what's your floor? Your floor is at least playoffs. And probably second round of the playoffs. 713-780-ESPN, which sport do you think has the greatest parity? Also, which of these holdouts around the NFL are you making sure you better take care of before you get to training camp? It's the Killer Bees broadcasting live from Texas Star Grill Shop on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Guys, before we go to the break, a word from my friend Doc Linville. Doc Linville does so many things I don't think people are aware of. They know he does all these different great things with men and hair and getting your hair back, and whether he does PRP treatment, which literally is like fertilizer on your lawn to get a thicker, more lush follicle for your hair, to all the different things I've told you about the Neograft procedure. The fact is he does so much more. He does plastic surgery. He does spa treatments. He does Botox. If you want to take care of your significant other while you're looking at possibilities with you and your hairline, he is the guy to go to. The great thing is, because you listen to us and you're considering anything with him, if you go to 975hair.com, you get a consultation with Doc and his staff for absolutely free. It normally costs $150, and you can get information on just about anything. Start out by, if you're a guy looking at PRP and looking at the possibilities of doing the Neograft. While you're there, ask questions about other options and other things that your significant other might be interested in too, and realize that Doc is the best in the business. 975hair.com gets you to avoid the $150 consultation fee and gets you a meeting with Doc's staff. That way, when you get in the door, they'll explain to you the Neograft. You can ask questions about it, get answers, no commitment, no anything on the dotted line, just you figuring out if it might be something you'll consider. And while you're there, ask questions about all the other services they offer and see if there's something else that might be interesting to you and your family. It's a great spot. He's the best, and I will highly recommend him to anybody. Check him out today. Go to 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, located at Texas Star Grill Shop on Shepherd at 59. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Best grills at the best price. Huge sales on all top grill brands during the Memorial Day weekend extravaganza. $500 on Traegers you can save. $800 on Blaze grills. Save up to $900 on Weber grills. $300 on Gosney pizza ovens and up to $200 on Napoleon grills. Plus the huge truckload sale on Franklin barbecue pits. Save up to $1,000. Also, when you join the club at 975grills.com, they send you deals all the time. They're not taking, it's not going to cost you anything. They're not selling your information. Don't worry about any of that stuff. They just send you their deals, the best deals they have going on. I got my deal this morning in my inbox, 20% off any one item during Memorial Day weekend sale. I mean, you can come pick anything you want, 20% off, and it's yours. So why wouldn't you be on that list, even if you're not going to use it? Like, hey, get information. Are you anti-information? Why wouldn't you have that? Join the club. 3367, I see their sign from the freeway now. Thanks for sharing. He says he's going to stop by this weekend. Good. People here will take care of you. Best people in the business.
Good
if you're
people,
buying a grill in this city, you got to be here at Texas Star Grill Shop.
No doubt. Gus and everybody else here, look, the guys, they know their stuff, and they're going to lead you in the right direction. And no matter what you're looking for, they're going to take care of you. And then when you get the opportunity to have Chef Cecil in the house, whooping up great food all day long for you to show you just how good the food can be, it's just another win-win situation for you. Sample some grub, get something to drink, and check out what can make your entire summer barbecue season and all season long a whole lot better.
Thank you, Chef. Right on cue. He brought us,
yes, he did.
Some more meat. I love meat. Meat's fantastic. Thank you, Chef. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Heart brand meat.
Nice
meeting
you too, sir.
You're a fantastic chef. It was all very, very good. Thank you so much. 1029, from a fan standpoint, NFL has the most parity because of the draft. Teams don't stay in the cellar as long like in the other two sports. This, again, goes back to how you define parity, though. Because in the last 10 years, the NFL's had the fewest unique champions, fewer than the NBA by one, three fewer than Major League Baseball. Because I agree with this, and it goes back to the regular season thing, because, yes, it is hard to stay bad in the NFL for a very long time. It's easy to stay bad in, let's say, Major League Baseball for a very long time. These small market teams that really aren't committed to winning, Miami, and even they've won a couple titles. Pittsburgh is a team that's like that. Kansas City's kind of been up and down. They won a World Series kind of recently, actually. But it's easier to stay bad for a long period of time in baseball than it is football. And maybe basketball. Basketball, you have your runs of bad teams, though.
You do. And like Washington, there are certain teams that just can't get out of their own way, and they're so bad at using the draft that it actually hinders them more than it helps them with guys when they do have high picks. Because all three leagues do their best with draft to give the worst teams the best possibility for picks, except for with the lottery.
But the NFL draft is I mean, you're getting the most talent there, though. Like, in the NBA draft, you better have a good year, or you're not finding that much talent. Like, this year's draft, who cares? NFL draft, each and every year, you're getting a dude. You're getting a stud.
Plus, from an NFL perspective, I think they care about creating parity more than the other two leagues.
Yeah.
Because from a draft perspective, there is no lottery. There is no opportunity for a team that's the worst record to end up like the Pistons this year and be fifth. You're going to have the first pick in the draft.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, from a scheduling perspective, in basketball and in baseball, you're playing the same schedule now every single year. When you're talking about it in football, if you're one of the best teams one year, you're going to have the hardest schedule the next year because they are creating the opportunity for as much parity as they can.
Columbus Crew has 2-4 titles since 2020 in MLS. That's neat. Major League Baseball does the lottery
soccer
now.
Matters.
Yeah, that's Glenn Davis, Monday to Wednesdays. Major League Baseball added that lottery. But Major League Baseball draft, you're drafting amateurs that are going to be, unless you're the Angels, that are going to be in your minor leagues for 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 years. Keith from L.A., Blankers, you talk about championship pedigree with the Stros. Answer this question. Where were the Astros before 17 and all the cheating scandal stuff?
Well, in 15, they actually probably had the best chance to win the World Series. They fell short. But I'm not understanding the championship pedigree contract comment because I don't know the context you're using it. I do know, Keith, that you're bitter because of the fact that I've called your Dodgers the Utah Jazz of Major League Baseball over and over again because they're the best team money can buy with good regular seasons. And then they pee all over themselves in the playoffs, and you don't like that.
Yeah, the Dodgers were cheating before the Astros, too, by the way.
Very true.
Yeah, they were doing that stuff way before.
Take that, Key.
And the Red Sox and the Yankees were doing it as well.
Take that,
Key. And there's actually proof of the Red Sox and the Yankees doing it. And Mookie Betts flat out said everybody was doing things.
Well, Eric Kratz said that the Dodgers were doing it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so did Reddick.
That's right.
So did Reddick. So, like, yeah, this stuff has been going on forever. It's just the Astros are the scapegoat there, Key. But we understand where your narrative is. We understand where your bias is at.
We know who you are.
Yeah, we understand. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. These are holdouts in OTAs. Like, OTA holdouts are nothing. But they're expecting these guys to hold out as well in training camp. How much are you, you know, breaking the whatever. Like, you need these guys in camp so bad that you're willing to break the bank to bring these guys in. Tua, maybe he's looking at a training camp holdout. How much are you breaking the bank to make sure that Tua's around, you know, by the start of the year? Or is it maybe camp, too?
I think everything is within limitation. I don't think when you start talking about, like, the ceiling from a quarterback perspective, he should be one of the – I don't know if he should be the highest paid, but, again, it's always when your contract comes up. It's not whether you're the best ability quarterback in the league. We see that with Mahomes. But it's essential for Tua to be the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, or they're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
and
I would say that's pretty high.
It's extremely high.
Justin Jefferson, Vikings?
It's really high, but if you saw the numbers, he's looking for $40 million a year. No receiver in the NFL is getting $40 million a year. If you want to be realistic with – $30 million and be the highest paid receiver in football, he deserves it. He's the best receiver in football, in my opinion. And it that whole franchise right now, he is the face of the franchise. He's their best player.
Yeah.
I think it's very high.
I just don't think that they're going to be that good to where it doesn't really hurt them as much. I think there's a chance he's traded before the season.
I think if he's adamant about getting that much money, he's basically telling you he wants to be traded without asking for a trade. And I think that there are teams that are going to pay him. I don't think anybody's paying him 40, but if it gets him out of Minnesota with either Sam Darnold or trying to get a rookie ready knowing that he's going to make mistakes, and it gets him with a better football team with the kind of money ballpark that he's looking for, I'm sure he'd love it.
I think he's going to get traded. CeeDee Lamb, the Jets. Put him alongside Garrett Wilson.
Is that because people said, what, he's got a hotel room
near
the facility?
I'm probably buying too much stock into that. That it wasn't even a rumor. It was just he was staying near where they're doing OTAs. CeeDee Lamb.
CeeDee Lamb, again, CeeDee Lamb is their best offensive player. I don't care what you think about Dak. And I think that they need him.
He's sleeping on Zeke.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, the big picture, long-term, CeeDee Lamb is on offense. They have to take care of him. I think the priority has to be extremely high for him.
See, I think it's higher for him than it is Jefferson. And I don't think that CeeDee's a better player than Jefferson. This is more about the team. Like, the Cowboys are a team that's expecting to defend their NFC East title. They're expecting to compete, be a playoff team. The Vikings really aren't. So I think that's more imperative for CeeDee Lamb than it is Justin Jefferson. Last one, T. Higgins.
Oh, I don't think it's very high at all. I think the Bengals can move on from T. Higgins, find another receiver to play the role of Robin to Batman on the receiver room, and they're going to be okay. I mean, look, I think they're going to go for it for one more year with these two guys. I don't think, and the Bengals are cheap. I don't think they're going to give him a long-term deal. I think that they may entertain a trade for him at some point because they know they're not going to re-sign him and sign him to the long-term deal that he wants. They might franchise tag him again. I don't even think that's a high percentage possibility. So I think it's low.
Yeah, this one's weird to me. I don't think it's as high as the other two. But the Bengals, again, supposed to be a contender. They franchise tagged him. I think they've missed the boat to trade him at this point. He's not in the same class as Lamb, and he's not in the same class as Justin Jefferson. I think the Bengals would love to have him, obviously, for one final year because it does make that offense pretty good. I don't really see T. Higgins holding out. I think that T. Higgins is going to just play on the tag, and then he'll enter free agency next offseason and go to the highest bidder.
Because I think that when you look at it, who's guaranteeing that T. Higgins is a true wide receiver one? I mean, look, he's got talent, but a lot of the reason why he's gotten the numbers that he's gotten is because he's playing alongside a guy that gets doubled on every play because Ja'Marr Chase is that good. So, yes, he has skill. Yes, he has ability. Yes, he's an above-average receiver, but he wants wide receiver one money, and we don't know if he can actually be a wide receiver one.
Yeah, he's kind of he's very similar to kind of like Harden whenever he was with the Thunder. Yeah. Like, he's behind – I mean, in Higgins' case, he's behind Chase. Harden was behind Russ and Kevin Durant, and the Rockets trade for him is like, can he be a number one? And he did. Now the question's there for T. Higgins.
Or Russ with KD. Russ wanted to be Batman. When he got to be Batman, was he capable of carrying the load of a Batman like KD did?
Texture says, don't forget that they lost Tyler Boyd. Is it just me that I don't think Tyler Boyd's that good? Like, I think Tyler Boyd's just kind of a guy.
Well, if Tyler Boyd was that good, wouldn't he have caught that ball against the Texans last year?
I mean, it's one play.
I know it is one play, but I'm just saying, to your point, he was the third receiver on that team. Yeah, you're playing behind two talented guys, but now let's see what he does in Tennessee. I question.
He's 30 years old. He's going to be 30. Like, his best years were before Chase.
I didn't realize he's that old.
He had two good years in 18 and 19, so that was probably before Ja'Marr Chase. He had 76 catches over 1,000 yards, 90 catches, 1,000 yards. And he went 79 catches, 67 catches, 58 catches, 67 catches. Like, he's a solid veteran. Like, he doesn't really move the needle. Like, yeah, he's going to be 30. Like, I like the potential of Jermaine Burton more than I like Tyler Boyd.
I didn't realize he's going to be 30.
Yeah, I mean, I don't – like, am I the only one that thinks that Boyd really isn't that huge of a factor?
It's like people saying that their receiver room is that good.
8835, T. Higgins to the Ravens would be special. I don't think that the Ravens are the team that's going to spend big money on receiver. Like,
nope.
It doesn't seem like that's really their focus, because they think that they have a quarterback who's kind of wide receiver proof, where he's going to – and look, they drafted Zay Flowers. Like, I don't see them spending big money on receiver. They brought in Odell last year. He was really a disappointment there, I thought.
That was a one-year just flyer.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to spend huge money at receiver. Like, you really don't need to when you have Lamar. Like, Lamar is going to put up really good offensive numbers no matter who's around him. They're a team that's built with their running game. They brought in Derrick Henry. Now, that's probably more short-term than long-term. I don't think that they spend $30, $35 million on a wide receiver.
Agreed.
Yeah, 713-780-ESPN. HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Let's get to our Will of Bits. You never know what you're going to get on the Will of Bits. You just know it's going to be some really good stuff. It's the Bees broadcasting live from Texas Star Grill Shop on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. You also know that it's always going to be really, really good whenever you get a goal from Pro Dunk Hoops. My kid's out for the summer now. He had his graduation today. So we're looking at the entire summer where they're going to be at home, which is great. We love that. But, you know, sometimes we want them to get outside. We want them to get outside and enjoy the elements, get out of our hair for a little bit. And the best way to do this is with a goal from Pro Dunk. Pro Dunk makes the highest quality basketball goals you'll find, better than anything you'll find in the big box stores. We already know that. Tempered glass backboard gives you that true, authentic feel that you find in the pro arenas, the college arenas. It's got a breakaway rim, which is going to keep you safe when you're throwing down some jams. And you can throw down some jams because you can lower it all the way down to 5 feet. Raise it all the way to 10 feet if you're working on your shot. Stainless steel hardware, rust proof, which is massive in Houston, of course. And it's height adjustable, like we mentioned. Their new goal, Thor, you can raise and lower the goals with a drill. That's how easy it is. It's fun to do. Lightning adjust feature. You can raise the goal anywhere from 5 feet to 10 feet in a matter of seconds. Their accessories next level as well. LED light kits for night play. You know, those kids, you're going to want those kids out at night as well. We understand it can get hot in the summer. We'll get LED light kits. That way they can go shoot some hoops whenever it's dark. It will never be dark with these LED light kits. Backstop nets, pull pad lettering, lots more. And you can order everything online, including professional installation. You're a little worried about, you know, the installation process. You're not great with a ladder. The levels kind of intimidate you. You don't have to worry about that with the goals from ProDunk, because the pros at ProDunk will professionally install your goal for you. Perfect height, perfectly straight. You don't have to worry about a thing. You sit back inside, watch the game while they're installing your goal from ProDunk. Give them a call right now, 281-351-9822, and visit ProDunk.com. That's ProDunk.com.
ESPN 97.5.
The Killer Bees are back, and I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great big food debate? The biggest Joel rant of all time? Jeremy trolling someone to the point of crying? Or just some actual bees making some honey? Well, let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous spin.
Let's play Dumb Questions at Pressers.
Oh, Dumb Questions at Pressers today. I like that. Killer Bees at Texas Star Grill Shop. Cody tweeted at us that I bought my big Komodo Joe from Gus at Texas Star Grill Shop a few years ago. Great company. Even replaced an expensive digital attachment that was faulty a few months after I bought it. A legit great place to do business. So there's a testimonial for you that was unwarned. Like, we didn't call for it at all. Nope. Just took it out of his, you said, hey, you guys are out there today. This is my experience. Texas Star Grill Shop, and they are. They're fantastic. And then Memorial Day weekend extravaganza is your place for all of the huge sales on all the top grill brands. Hundreds of dollars in savings from Traeger to Blaze to Weber to Napoleon. Also the $1,000 savings on the Franklin barbecue pit. So if you're in the market for a grill, you've just been thinking about it, been in the back of your mind, man, I really could use a grill. Just come come look. Just come shop. And they're going to talk to you. They're going to be very friendly. They'll be honest with you. This is the spot if you're thinking about buying a grill, even if you don't buy here. Just come talk to them first, and you'll be thankful that you did. 713-780-ESPN.
Accessories, too.
Yeah, accessories. They even have meats.
The meats.
The Hart brand meats that they've fed us a lot of, and they're all very delicious.
Thank you, Chef.
But, yeah, all the accessories. And then, if you're you need to join the club. Like I know we're trying to tell you this over and over. It takes nothing. Just go to 975grills.com, put in your email. That's all you need to do. They're going to email you the deals that they have going on. And this week's offer is 20% off of any one item. So head to 975grills.com, sign up for to be a member of the club, and just have these great deals sent to your inbox. You don't even have to do anything. Just look at them, see if it catches your eye. If it doesn't, no big deal. Just delete it. So it's time for our Willibits, which are bad press conference questions, something like that. I paraphrased. Here was one yesterday. Alex Bregman's not playing really well. We know that. But Bregman was he did the media thing, which I admire whenever players are poor and they're not playing very well and they do the whole media thing. I do tip my cap to that, take some accountability. So I do admire that from Bregman. Listen to this question he was asked about Jose Abreu.
You talked to Abreu at all since he's been down in Florida?
Just one time, but I hear he's doing well, and
are you looking forward to having him back whenever he comes back?
Of course, yeah. He's an unbelievable teammate, hard worker, 100%.
There you go. I wish you could see the video of this, because the eye roll that Alex Bregman did to this question was similar to what James Harden did to Matt Bullard.
Yep.
That is a famous GIF now, or GIF. Don't want to settle that argument again.
Brian's not here today.
Bregman looked down from the corner of his eye with his "Are you kidding me?" face. Like, what do you expect Bregman to say? Even if Bregman didn't want Jose Abreu around, he's like, "No, I'm not looking forward to Jose Abreu around. I wish they kept him in West Palm Beach." Like, what do you expect him to say on that question?
It's such a loaded question because of just that. Because unless you're just give a you-know-what guy, and no locker room wants that guy anyway, but you're just looking for something there. Because you're right. What are you going to say? No, John Singleton's done a really good job, and I think he's deserved and earned the starting first baseman's job. It's not my job to keep payroll and worry about who's getting paid what. Just put the guy out there that's performing, especially when my ass can't hit 225 right now.
Yeah.
And I suck.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been kind of funny if Bregman's like, "No, we should have never given that guy $19.5 million a year." But what are you getting there? Like, what is the purpose of the question?
Especially like, in his situation too, right, where he's hunting money and he's not playing well.
I just don't know what you expected Bregman to say. Like, even if Bregman's lying through his teeth, that was the answer you're going to get no matter what. Of course we're excited to have Jose Abreu back. He's not going to be like, "No, we don't want that dude that's robbing money from us back, that's hitting under 200, that's flirting with the cologne line." Like, I don't understand the purpose of the question. Because if you're a media member, you're asking a question, there's always a purpose for it. Like, you're trying to get something for your story. You're trying to get information. Like, but your questions aren't, like, unless he was trying to stir up some controversy. But even then, you have to be smart enough to know he's not going to give you anything.
Right, and you also know that in those things, it's one thing if you're doing a one-on-one at a guy's locker because you're trying to do a hit piece, but you're trying to see if there are guys that might tell you, "Hey, at this point in the season with where the team's at, we just need the best players on the field." But when you do it in a media scrum where you know there's TV cameras on, there's microphones that are and a broadcast that's probably carrying that interview live, there's no way if that's what you're after, you're not getting it in that situation.
Yeah, it was carried live on the Shin. I couldn't figure out who the reporter was, but I was like, "Man, that's not a great." And again, like, maybe I'll post the picture of it.
Oh, he asked the question.
Yeah,
I was going to ask you if you could recognize the voice.
I couldn't recognize the voice. Yeah, but Bregman gave the eye roll whenever he got that question. I'm gonna try to post it on the Twitter. All right, here's the other bad press conference question. This one came after Denver was eliminated by Minnesota in the Western Conference semifinals. Michael Malone was not too pleased with one of the questions he was asked in that post game press conference.
Well, how hard is it just to absorb a loss like this after going ahead by 20?
Next question, man. The season's over. That's what's hard. Being up 20. The season's over. You don't understand that. The season's over. It's hard. Stupid questions.
I feel bad for coaches sometimes whenever they have to answer these questions. Like, you just had the worst loss of your year. You're eliminated from the playoffs. You're the defending champions. You were up 20. How does it feel right now? How does it feel that you got beat?
I saw people killing Mike Malone for this. And I'm like, how do you kill a coach that is so invested and so believing in his squad that literally didn't get their doors blown off and look like crap. They were up big. They had a massive comeback in the series. Your roller coaster of emotions have probably left you absolutely drained. If you have a little venom in your answer, it's understandable because of what you've just been, the grueling path you've just been through and the way that game ended. Are you going to, I mean, what, again, what's the right answer there?
Yeah, I mean, could he have been nicer? Probably. Could have been nicer. But do I blame a guy in the heat of the moment after they've been eliminated whenever you had championship aspirations? No. No, I don't really. But I can understand where he's coming from. Could he have been nicer? Yes. Am I going to critique him for not being nice in a moment like that? No. No, I have no problem with it.
I mean, yeah, you could sit there and say, well, of course it's frustrating because we were in a position to win. We had all these things going for us. But at that point, that's something for your end of the year press conference the day later or 2 days later when you're holding, you know, your exit interviews and you've got a chance to kind of fully step away from it for a bit. But in the heat of the moment, coming right off the floor, because they normally send them right to the podium, right after you just did what you did, you got to be careful what you ask for, because that's what you're going to get a lot of times with guys that are as invested as they should be as head coaches in this league.
713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. What are you nominating for our car wreck of the day? What is the car wreck of the day? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, I want to give you a word or two about Allstate Siding and Windows. I've been telling you about them for quite a while because I had them at my house. I got new windows on my house. I can't tell you how great the windows have been, how they've lowered my energy bills, how the fact that they've given a great upgraded look to my entire house and the curb appeal has gone way up. But I also want to tell you about the siding, because the siding is also just as good. If you're looking for a home facelift like I got with the windows, you can also do it with the siding, because you can forget about painting and staining when you get the siding from Allstate Windows and Siding. Allstate Windows and Siding has a huge selection of colors, and their product is energy efficient and impact resistant from wind and weather like hurricane season and all the heat and all the cold that we get from time to time down here in Houston. The great thing about this is it's a family owned and operated company that is deeply concerned with Houstonians and taking care of them. They're experts in their field, and they've been doing it for over 40 years. So Mary keeps the headquarters locked down, and then her brother gets out there and gives you free estimates when you want to see what they can do. You could do windows, you could do siding, you could do both. Right now they got 30% off on windows, $2,500 off siding jobs. All you got to do to get a free home estimate is just give them a call. 832-204-1936. 832-204-1936. They'll come out. They'll tell you how they can help. You can tell them what you're considering. They'll tell you the best products and the best answers and solutions for your specific job that you're thinking about doing. They have discounts for first responders, senior citizens, and others. But the fact of the matter is they are going to be treating you right the entire way with people that are dedicated to Houstonians. All you need to do if you want to start also browsing around and seeing all the different varieties of things that they have to offer, allstatewindowsandsiding.com. But I encourage you, just get, what do you have to lose? Just have them come out and give you an estimate and a free consultation to see what they can do to help. 832-204-1936, allstatewindowsandsiding.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You all right?
My leg is broken. The bone's coming through.
Let me see. I'll give you a bone, you prick. Where's my money?
This is the car wreck of the day.
What are you guys nominating for the car wreck of the day? 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line, 713-780-3776. Get those nominees in, 713-780-3776. Thanks so much for Texas Star Grill Shop for having us out. Great savings this Memorial Day weekend. Their Memorial Day weekend extravaganza. Huge sales on all the top brands. Free delivery in the greater Houston area. You can't beat that. Save up to $500 on Traeger grills, up to $800 on Blaze, $900 on Weber, $300 on the Gosney pizza ovens, $200 on Napoleons. Huge package deals on the Big Green Egg. They offer free design services for outdoor kitchens. All the components you need, from top-of-the-line grills and sleek cabinetry to outdoor refrigerators, side burners, sink stations, and bar centers. Also, new product alert, Texas Star Grill, or Texas Star Posto Cooking Wood, only $4.99 per bag this weekend. Great for Texas-style barbecue. The sale ends May 31st. Make sure you get yours before they're gone. And also join the club, 975grills.com. Take advantage of all their offers anytime they have them, 975grills.com. Current promotion, 20% off any one item. Anyone. It could be an accessory. It could be a grill. 20% off any one item during Memorial Day weekend sale. All right, what are you nominating, Blankers, for car wreck of the day?
I mean, the Louisville Police Department and the mayor of Louisville have to be at the top of the list. I mean, once this video came out of the arrest of Scottie Scheffler, and when you think about the fact that the mayor is adamant about not dropping the charges and saying, wait till all the facts come out and wait till you see the video, then they didn't have body cam. And then when we got that video that they were talking about from across the street that kind of showed Scheffler's car, and you hear a cop that said that his pants were torn beyond belief and that he had all these injuries, and when you look at it and see it and wonder now, why are you still trying to prosecute Scottie Scheffler? Because the fact of the matter is, he should be the guy considering suing you guys, because that was ridiculous.
Yeah. I have a hot take about it. It's not really a take. It's more of a theory. What you see with the evidence that has been provided is not enough to charge Scottie Scheffler on. I think everybody knows that. You don't see anything that was reported by Detective Gillis. You don't see, like, he's not injured. Like, he runs to the car. Like, did what happened before that? Did something escalate there? I don't know. Scheffler's not really speeding away. So everything backs up Scheffler's point. What I think this, what is going on here, is I think that this is a massive, like, PR thing for Louisville. And the Louisville Metro Police Department, LMPD, has had tons of issues over the last few years. Google them, look them up. And they deal with race relations. They've had riots there and stuff like that. I don't think that their department, like the LMPD, I don't think that the mayor of Louisville, who's actually like this co-owner of some really weird wrestling promotion, which is weird to me that he's a co-owner of a wrestling promotion and a mayor of Louisville. But anyways, I digress. I don't think that they want to come out and be like, okay, you're a rich white guy, you get off scotch-free, we're not even going to look into the case. I think they want to give the impression that they're looking into the case, because if you go look at that interview today, the press conference that they gave, what did they talk about in the press conference? They said Detective Gillis didn't have his body cam on, and that they wrote him up, and he broke these codes, and he should have had it on. They threw their detective under the bus. They told Scottie Scheffler's attorney, hey, here you go. Here's us admitting fault from our own detective. You can use that against us to get this case thrown out. I don't think that the police department and the mayor want to be the people that throw it out. I think they want it to be the judge that throws it out, and that's why they gave this ammunition to Scheffler's attorney. Hey, look, our cop was in the wrong. Why don't you use this whenever you go to, what is it, arraignment on June 3rd?
Arraignment, yeah.
Because I think it's going to be thrown out on June 3rd, and I think that they gave them the ammunition to do it.
It's valid. I just think that when you look at the fact that when you heard the initial reports of what happened, when you heard the witnesses say what they saw, or you heard the cop's version of this, the fact that his pants were torn beyond whatever, that he sustained all these different injuries, that he was dragged while trying to stop the car. When you look at the fact that he yells to stop the car, Scheffler didn't hit the gas pedal. He brakes. He stops. And then the cop goes in attack mode and slams his papers off the window and then kind of reaches in the car. And the next thing you know, they're cuffing Scottie Scheffler. Like, this cop completely blew everything out of proportion. I don't even care about his body cam being on or not. I'm talking about a guy that what basically wrote something up and gave an opinion of what happened that didn't happen.
You don't see, I mean, he might have done something before you see him turn left. Like, he's on the other side of the bus.
The bus, yeah.
Like, you don't know what happens in Scheffler's car in the initial interaction on the other side of the bus. Now, it's not about what happened. It's about what you can prove happened. And everything we've seen is Scottie Scheffler calmly stop for the cop. The cop saying he had injuries. He's running after them. He kind of slaps at the
he slams the papers against the window.
He like slams it. So like, I'm with you. And like, there's nothing that you have no proof here. You have no proof to like try Scottie Scheffler. I just don't think they want to be the ones that make the decision. I think they want to leave it in the hands of the judge. Now, like, did something happen prior to him turning left? We can't tell. There's a bus there. But you also saw the dash camera from the other cop car. Did you see that one? Which it shows, it's the one in front. and it shows Scheffler calmly turn left.
Yeah, I've seen two different angles.
And you don't see the cop.
Yep.
You don't see the cop. So there's zero evidence
that he was
that
dragged.
Scotty Scheffler. Yeah. So, like, could it have happened? I guess plausibly. Is there any evidence that it did? Not that we've seen. Not even close to what we've seen.
He's lucky that Scotty Scheffler is probably not going to press charges or try and sue the police department for all of this. But legitimately, when you admit fault and you didn't have the body camera, you have all you need to not only be exonerated, but to say, guess what? You dragged my name in the mud, probably cost me maybe up to millions of dollars with me not winning the tournament. Well, guess what? I'm going to sue you.
I was talking to my attorney bud. And I was like, this is the easiest case ever for Scotty Scheffler's attorney, right?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, this is a joke. This is like the easiest money he's ever going to make in his life. Because there's zero evidence. There is zero evidence for against Scotty Scheffler, period.
Go get the money you probably would have won at the tournament.
Yeah. I'm going to nominate the Cavs for firing J.B. Bickerstaff.
That was brutal.
How do you fire J.B. Bickerstaff? You had a deep run. He got the most out of that team, and he gets axed. He gets fired. And then they're probably still going to trade away with their star.
Improved every year. Had two of your five starters out for the majority of the playoffs. Two, your best player for two of the five games of the Celtics series. You still held your own, and you get canned.
Yeah, that was
brutal.
That's bad. Alex nominates Bregman for the eye roll. I posted the eye roll on my Twitter. It is pretty funny.
How about the shirt he was wearing? Looks like he was going clubbing.
He did, and he was hopping a flight to L.A.
Because I asked you about that. I was like, what's he doing?
They might have been going to the club. All right, what's winning? I think it's pretty obvious.
I think it's pretty obvious. It's the Louisville Police Department.
Is it the police department or is it the mayor?
I think it's all the above.
All the above. There's just a press conference in general? Congratulations. Yeah. You win it. Louisville Press Police Department. Thanks again for Texas Star Grill Shop having us out. Get out here. Take part of their savings this Memorial Day weekend extravaganza. Thanks to Austin Rodriguez doing all the hard work. He's Blank on Branham. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Good night.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.